Yeah. Sorry, man.
Sorry, we had to go there, man.
It's alright. I understand that one.
Yeah.
I feel like you start the podcast right
now. Yeah.
For real.
Did you stop it?
I stopped it and then I started it because I was like, most of it was talking about.
I feel like every girl that you've seen or dated, like serious, have all kind of been the same.
Say it again.
Every girl that you've dated or had a fling with, like kind of serious, quote unquote, they all have like the same personality.
Crazy?
Kind of crazy, just similar in a way.
I'm trying to think. I don't know if.
Like, I feel like
the first and the second were that similar. But then again, the second.
Talking about LA?
No. I'm talking about like your first, like, serious.
Yeah, like that
one.
Oh,
yeah.
And then the last summer. The last summer
SF.
I feel like.
But that's the thing that we don't really like.
Yeah, but like the first time I met the first one and the first time I met the second one, it was the same vibe.
Was it?
For me, it was quiet.
Both in their car.
In the fucking car, in the seat, in the row in front of me, so either the driver or passenger. Very quiet, and we didn't hit it off the first time we met.
You met a second time?
SF? No.
No, I never met that one a second time. But, like, yeah.
That's a hard comparison. We didn't.
Really? For me, I can compare.
We didn't know the second one. You have to know.
Yeah, but then what I hear from him.
Oh, I
then
see.
Dude,
like,
yeah, that's because when I talk, all I do is fucking complain.
Well, no. It's just, like, this emotional unstableness.
That's just me.
Like, in these people that, and I don't think you notice it.
No. Not until after.
Because I'm kind of the same. The people I've dated have been, like, had these weird issues.
But everyone has issues nowadays, bro. I mean, you can't really get away from that.
No one's perfect.
But like,
if you find someone perfect, it's unattractive.
But like, it really is, bro. I'm attracted to psycho bitches.
Yeah.
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 But not really psycho, just like.
Psycho.
Just like, they're the kind of. You're looking for a kind of person that makes you.
The first one some credit. Yeah. She had a freaking.
She put up a lot of your shit, too.
An issue with her mental health or something.
Yeah, yeah. And she put up with your shit too, so that was probably tough.
My dude, I was so immature in that one, bro.
Yeah.
I was so immature.
Yeah, could you imagine, like, if that never happened and then, like, it started now? Like, you'd be a completely different person.
Completely different person.
Sorry, I was looking at that fucking house. I thought that was a mountain. I was like, what the fuck? I couldn't, like, see, like, yeah, she, yeah. I hope deep down in your heart, you have, like, a lot of respect for that.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%.
Because at first...
Oh, dude, I look back at, like, some things I did that were stupid, and I'm like, dude, I was an idiot.
Not just that, just, like, because I remember when you guys split up, like, I remember Gianni and I talked about it. We were like, I hope this guy, like, at someday, like, does realize she did a lot for him.
Yeah. Oh, dude, we talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you guys, like, sit there and go, like, she did a lot for you.
Yeah, yeah. And you're like, yeah.
And we're not even going to front either. But we didn't want to say that, like...
To you at the time.
Yeah, no. You're doing this shit. Gianni, we drove to In-N-Out, and you literally told me that. You're like, you have to realize that she was there for you through a lot.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I mean, you guys have told me that. And yeah. I fucking, like, even if you guys haven't, I wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
By now, at least, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I know you do now, because you talk about it. You're like...
And I mean, yeah, I mean, that shit, bro, that shit, like, made me realize, like, I need to fucking grow as a person as well.
Yeah.
Like, maturity-wise, I'm still doing it.
Yeah.
I'm still stupid as fuck, but there's some things where I'm like, that shit won't happen again.
Yeah.
Like, there's one time we're driving her car, or she was driving, and... I'm so stupid.
Didn't you move the fucking clutch?
I fucking put the clutch in neutral, and then she went to step on the gas, and it just went, vroom, and she freaked out, and I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And then I popped it back in drive, and it just fucking, it went, boop, boop, driving again. And she got so mad, and I was like, I'm so stupid. I wasn't thinking. I was like, this would be funny. And I just did it. And I was, right after, I was like, oh, what the fuck did I just do? I'm so fucking stupid.
It makes you feel any better. One time I was driving that same freeway.
It wasn't on the freeway.
Whatever.
Thank God it wasn't on the freeway. Can you imagine that? Fucking going 70.
You want to know something stupid? I was driving on that freeway near Rona Park. And my first car was like a regular, like with the key and everything. And I was driving with my mom. This is like a Nissan Versa. So it was like a hatch. I just was driving with her. Dead silent in the car. I just grabbed the key, turned it off, and pulled it out on the freeway. And she was like, what did you do? The lights turned off. And I was like,
oh, she was driving?
No, I was driving.
Oh, shit.
But she was like, what did you just do? And then I was just, and then I just popped it back in and turned back on, but it didn't move at all. It just kept going.
Dang. What the hell?
But I don't know.
You can do that.
Yeah, actually.
That's really weird. I didn't.
When we drive later on, I want to press that button and see what happens.
Nothing will.
I think
his start button.
Oh.
I don't think anything will happen. No. Nothing will happen. What year was that car?
That was like 2009.
That's probably why. Yeah. Dude, my car,
your car would blow up.
My old Camry, I would literally be driving. I didn't realize this till like a while. You could literally drive and just take the fucking key out and it would just fucking go. Yeah. Like I could literally take the key out, just set it on my fucking on the seat next to me, just fucking drive.
Yeah.
There's times where I'd be driving with David and he would just fucking take the key out of the fucking ignition. I'm like, oh shit. That car had problems.
You two used to piss me off so much. You and David were both freaking so immature. And I'd be like the only one that like freaking had any sort of discernment or like, you know. You two would have gotten into so much trouble if I wasn't friends with you guys.
Yeah. You know what I'm surprised? Remember when we went to Toys R Us?
Oh, yeah, dude.
God. I'm surprised you were okay with that.
You know what? We're doing, like, the freaking Parker TV thing, and I just take a back seat when you do that stuff because I know it's not going to affect me. It's only going to affect you, so.
Yeah.
I just remember how freaking pissed Emily and Chase were when you did that.
Yeah. Do you know what that is, Danny? I shouldn't explain it. Going to Toys R Us, and they have, like, the fucking stack
of
diapers,
video.
Box of diapers.
Yeah, I saw it in your video.
I'm explaining it, Danny.
Okay.
And I don't know why the fuck I thought it would be so funny just to run full speed and just jump on the boxes and they all just crumble.
Well, because there was, like, a lot of, like, social media stuff that was going on that was similar to that.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
At that time. So a lot of people were doing, like, stupid stuff like that.
Yeah, it was bad. And then we just dipped right after.
Yeah.
And then I posted it on Snapchat. And then I made a post right after. Oh, don't worry, guys. We cleaned it all up. Yeah. Even though we just fucking dipped, dude. I was like, holy shit, what the fuck just happened, man?
Did you guys,
like, I blacked out. I blacked it. I was running, and I just fucking went at it. And geez. I was like, holy fuck.
What was said after? Did anyone say anything to you guys?
No, we just walked out. We were silent. We walked out hella quietly. Just got in the car and left.
Pretty fucked, man.
Yeah.
Because we all split up.
Yeah, we all walked. We all went separate ways.
I saw the workers, like I don't know if they were, like, security for Toys R Us or something, but I saw them walking that way, and they're, like, talking on their little radio thing. And I was like, oh.
Oh, no way.
Have you been back there since?
No. Toys R Us is bankrupt now. There's no Toys R Us's anymore.
Yeah. There's one, actually.
Oh.
One single one somewhere. I think in, like, Massachusetts.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, no, I literally had my head down and I just walked out. I was like, what the fuck did I just do? Even though that video is so fucking funny, man.
Yeah.
It's so,
yeah,
it's
one of my
dumb
favorite.
As fuck, but it's so funny.
It's one of my favorite videos, especially the ending where, like, David took over filming and just this random shit.
Oh, yeah, you're in David's fucking video, the one that had a takedown because of
the 9/11, right?
Oh, my God. So, yeah.
You upset with that?
Yeah, so...
He was in the army, dude. Dishonorable discharge.
Yeah, so I was in basic training for the army, and so I had a YouTube channel, so I let David and Gianni take over it, and I was like, guys, just do whatever you want. And so they're filming this video.
You can never tell David, do whatever you want.
Yeah, I literally... Yeah. David would just say, fuck it, and just do it. And the video's fucking... It's so just random, but perfect. At the end of every video, I always put a random clip of stuff that we filmed that is just so funny. And David, goddamn, put the planes crashing into the Eiffel Tower. No, not the Eiffel Tower. What is it called?
The World Trade Center.
It's the second.
The second plane just fucking crashing right into it. I was so pissed.
How did you find out?
I don't remember how I found out.
Were you pissed?
So we uploaded it. You probably had like one of those times where you got to see your phone for a
little bit. Yeah, I saw my phone for a bit and I spent my time watching my own fucking channel. I was like, oh, look, they posted a video. Fucking watching it at the end. Real boom! And I'm like, oh no.
You texted me because you thought it was me.
Oh yeah, I texted Gianni and I was so pissed. I was like, bro, you gotta take this shit down, dude. This is not good. I was like, dude, fucking. And he's like, I didn't do it. And I was like, bro, take it the fuck down.
And then I took it down. David got pissed at me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I told you to talk to David. And then he was still pissed at me. And then he got pissed at you. He was like, dude,
I spent so much time on this video. This and that. And I was like, bro, you fucking put the World Trade Center being hit by a fucking plane. What the fuck? 9/11, dude.
Damn.
I'm in the fucking army and it's my fucking channel, bro.
Yeah. Imagine if you would have gotten caught. You would have
and been. They locked down on that stuff. They would have found out so fast.
So fast, dude.
You're lucky, man.
Cause all that shit, and they're thinking, oh, this dude's making fun of it. Like,
yeah. Or even worse, you think you're a terrorist. And you're.
Yeah, I don't know about that much.
They could actually.
They could.
It's probable cause.
It is.
But I mean, like, it's like, I could like have explanation. Be like, yo, like. How would I make a fucking YouTube video when I'm in the fucking army? Like, oh, this homie David, rest his ass.
God, yeah. Can you imagine? All right, so I'm giving you this scenario. Two guys in black suits come to my door. And Kelly's like, babe, there's someone at the door. Two black suits, what? And then they have Johnny Landaverde here. And then they freaking come and interview me in my room or something crazy. Dude, that would be crazy. Yeah,
that'd be insane. Are you Parker TV? Yeah. No.
Yeah, dude, it was. They don't need a lot of freaking information too. Like my uncle, when he was going into the airport, he was wearing a Cuba shirt, and they took him into the freaking interrogation room.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. And he started cursing at them. He was pissed. I would be pissed if I was wearing a Cuba shirt. Like, who the hell cares?
Bro, you got pissed when you got freaking your shampoo bottle checked.
That's because you had shit in yours, too.
They didn't take yours?
No, dude, he had a small one, and mine was, like, fucking huge.
Yeah, he had the, like, deluxe.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, go ahead. And then Gianni pulls up, they go, sir, what's in your shampoo bottle?
No, it's funny.
Shampoo?
No, it was a toothpaste.
Yeah.
I always get checked whenever I go to the airport and I go through terminal. I'm always that guy that gets like the extra touches. Like
you probably ask.
No.
I'm carrying some. I'm carrying some heat, bro.
The last three times that I've
feel this.
Oh my God, you're so hard.
No touching.
No, it's like the last three times I've flown, like. At least once on the way there or the way back, I got checked like Florida, Hawaii, and then before that, when I flew to Minnesota, I get stopped or something. Like,
you flown to Minnesota?
Yeah, my other brother used to live out there, and so like I flew out there, and they were like, we scanned something on your laptop. I was like, well, I don't watch porn on my laptop, so that's the only thing they could scan, and then nothing came out of it.
And scan something on your laptop.
I don't know what that means. Like,
yeah, what the hell?
Like, I don't know what
they're
that
searching
means.
Through his fucking history.
I've never looked up kinky shit on there. And then when I flew to Hawaii, I got like, they're like, you need to come over here. And this guy started putting on gloves. He's like, we can go in a room if you feel more comfortable. And I was like, no, that was, I can't believe it, that was Florida, I think, or something like that. And I was like,
dude. If that was Florida, I would have been cracking my ass up. They took you away.
No, but I said, no, just do it here. And he's like, all right, I'm going to be reaching in some spots. And, like, he put the back of his hand near my groin and, like, up my butt crack. And, like...
He went into your pants?
No. Like,
oh, okay.
He was just going, like, the back of his hand was touching my butt. He's, like, touching my butt and my legs and my ankles. I think that's when I flew to Hawaii. And then I could have sworn on the way to Florida that there's some... I got, like, fucking double-checked or something. And I don't know, man. Do I look like a terrorist to you guys?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
You do look like the guy from you, though, so I would probably check you.
Yeah, but they'd have to do, like, a fucking mental scan to get that shit out, but... Yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised if I get checked again flying to New York.
I want
to
see that. You know,
JFK's probably freaking hella locked down. Yeah,
they're just gonna be every. If there's a baby, they're gonna ask to take a baby's diaper off and check for a grenade or something.
Dude, if I were to go on a flight with Danny, I would be the type to like put like inappropriate shit in his fucking luggage.
Why me?
Just because I want to see you have to go through that. Like a fucking like dildo or something.
that video on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be pretty
like
upset.
A fucking just dildo in his fucking luggage they pulled out.
That would be really funny.
I would not, yeah, if he did that, he would have... Yeah, that's not good for you.
That's not mine, man.
Then what's it doing here? I'd be scared to do something that extreme to Danny. I'd feel like... Because I would freaking kill that man.
Dude.
I feel like Danny, like, if he got that upset... While you're sleeping, you probably like freaking.
You'd probably shove the dildo up my ass.
Put a pillow on your face and
yeah,
and
that's true.
But that's the thing, though. Yeah, he'd probably get really mad. But what are they gonna do? Kick you out of the airport for having a dildo in your luggage?
No, that's super embarrassing with all the people.
Yeah, that's fucking embarrassing.
Yeah, but they're never gonna see you again.
Yeah, and you're probably the kind of guy that would like you know put like a little peanut butter on there to make it funnier, and they're like, "Huh, that's funny. Did you know you had LSD in this peanut butter?" And I was like. No.
What? That is what?
I don't know. You would take it too far, and then I would get kicked out.
No, I would just do the fucking dildo. I can't do it now because I'm telling you.
Well,
one of those crazy looking ones, like the super.
The one that has the actual dildo, and then there's just a random like stem that's coming out of it.
Jeez.
I don't know what that thing's called.
That's for the
butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the crazy looking ones that you see at Spencer's, like the freaking dragon ones. Have you seen those?
No, I don't go into Spencer's. I don't look at the dildos in Spencer's, man. what are you doing on your free time?
They're just crazy, dude. I go in there sometimes with other people because I don't go to Spencer's by myself, obviously. But
obviously. Other people? Who are these people?
I went to Spencer's with Jordan when I was in Southern California.
That's probably why, dude.
She'd look at that stuff because she was freaky, and then
she buy one.
No, she didn't buy one with me, but I knew she had one. She told me.
Yeah, I know some people have dildos too.
Like Stephanie, apparently. Like she has a vibrator. I guess that's different.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be good at, like a vibrator with like Bluetooth.
Fucking play some fucking.
But it's only when
play some slaps while you're.
But the vibrator only vibrates for the beat. It fucking does the Macarena guitar. You have to fucking press the button. Bing 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 bing.
Imagine how boring freaking Stephanie's
sex life is.
No, how boring. Her,
Sorry, Stephanie.
Her playlist would be on her vibrator.
It would be
oh
like,
my god.
Oh, we're halfway there. Living on a prayer.
I know.
That song has been going on for a very long time, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Actually, it would never end. Poor
That's
girl.
Crazy.
Kind of feel bad.
Yeah, we won't talk about that, though. No. That I should probably in. Introduce... No, it will go in.
Oh, okay.
Should probably introduce the podcast, even though we are... 18 minutes in.
Dang.
Hey guys, this is ADHD. I'm your host Adam, co-host.
Oh, God. This is done.
All right, let's redo this. I'm the host, Danny. You're the co-host.
Yep.
Gianni, you're the co-host slash guest.
Sweet.
Okay. Hey guys, this is ADHD. Hold on, I fucking hate doing this shit. Hey guys, this is your host. Hey guys. Oh, fuck. Danny just fucking farted, and it smells so bad.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to hit you in a second. That's why he opened up his door.
That's the thing, though. I've trained myself to not smell.
Great. What?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. This is ADHD. I'm your host, Adam.
I'm your co-host, Danny.
And I'm your co-co-host slash guest, Gianni.
Yes, and we are sitting in Danny's car in a parking lot recording this podcast, which might become a normal thing.
Yeah, I guess so, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, we got to do a face reveal at some point.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to...
You guys just only know what our voices sound like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can be a woman.
Yeah.
A woman with a deep voice. Transgender.
Yeah.
Which is okay.
It is.
It's okay unless...
It's 2020.
But you should
it's
also...
Not, it's not okay in my household, but...
Yeah, it's okay, but
nothing's
should,
okay in your household.
You should also, if you are in that situation, you should see a therapist... Because there might be something mentally off with you.
What the fuck?
Oh, here comes the hate mail.
Yeah, what the fuck, dude? That's fucked.
I mean, it's true.
They're not going to know which one said that, so they're probably going to think it
was... No, they there. Know. They know. That's why I had everyone say their lines themselves. Yeah,
Dan, can you please close the door?
Yeah, close your door. It's freezing cold.
Well, also... But
close
we got...
it quietly. Okay, thanks.
That's better. Wow. Kind of the whole mood kind of changed after I spoke the truth, but anyways...
So guys, you know, we're having a great conversation. Once I introduce the podcast, everyone just goes quiet.
I mean, we have to have a topic.
We don't have to have topics. We can just talk about whatever.
Can you cut that out though?
Talk. Yeah, I'll cut it out. It's all right, fine.
Cool.
Just don't fucking say shit that's fucked up anymore. All right.
The truth. Anyway,
the truth will set you free.
We're gonna start off today's topic talking about
sex.
My thing.
Gianni, how's your sex life going?
This
is a great way to start a podcast, talking about sex.
You know, I've been...
dry?
Abstinent.
Yeah, I've been abstinent because I have to practice that, obviously, for the place that I'll be going to.
So Gianni's going to a Bible college in New York City in a couple weeks.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why he's a co-host slash guest, because he's never going to be on this podcast again.
You guys FaceTime me while you do it, but... audio would be really bad.
Yeah, audio would be horrible. Audio's gonna be horrible right
now.
You're
gonna have to call me at weird times of the day because it's gonna be a 3-hour difference.
Is it a 3-hour difference?
Yeah,
it's 3 hours.
That's crazy, dude.
5 o'clock here is 8 o'clock there.
Yeah, I know what 3-hour difference is.
I had to give you an example.
Thanks, man. I had a 3-hour difference when I was in South Carolina.
You're right.
Yeah.
But it's not like we're contacting each other. Unless
well,
I get
we did.
One of your random... your random
little love letters in the mail.
Letters.
Oh my god, bro, I fucking hated that shit. I fucking sent Gianni a letter and he just fucking just gave me shit for it. Like, I'm trying to be all like, man, I fucking miss you, bro. This dude goes, no, what the fuck is this shit?
It was just funny because, like, I just felt like 100% of it was just bullshit. Like,
bro, no, dude, I was going through shit and you're just like, the fuck?
Is it? Yeah, you know, it's kind of true. Like,
okay, so can you at least cut me some slack? I was hanging out with David a lot, and then I tell him about it. He was like, David, what the fuck? Oh, that's fucking gay, bro. What the fuck?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, there's something so wrong with fucking being in fucking... what is that word? Containment? Confinement? What is the word?
Were you in solitary confinement?
It felt like it, bro. Just being trapped away from everyone for...
institutionalized.
Yeah, being trapped away from everyone for 2 months. And you're just like, damn, bro, I missed the fucking boys. So you write them a nice letter. Just Gianni, actually. I didn't write anyone else a letter.
You wrote Vanessa letters.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? Yes, I wasn't trying to get there.
Sorry.
I said the boys. She was not one of the boys.
You didn't send David letters?
No, dude. I didn't know David's fucking address.
Oh.
What's up with this?
Dude, why are you watching Snapchats while we're having a podcast?
Why are you watching me put a finger down my throat, you freak?
That's you putting your finger down your throat.
Yeah, and you're watching it voluntarily.
Dude, we're trying to have a fucking podcast. You're over here on your phone, bro.
Bro, I'm listening.
Well, can you be a part of the conversation?
Yeah, I have been, but yes.
Is there something wrong with me?
No, there's nothing wrong with it. It was just like, you know.
It was gay?
No, it was just weird because, like, I can say this. You're never that sentimental with
anything. I am never that sentimental with
anything. So it was weird.
you got to understand where I'm coming from. I was depressed.
Does that what it takes?
Lonely.
For you to be sentimental?
Yeah. Being trapped away from my boys for...
I think someone almost needs to see a therapist.
I'm fine now.
That's like, you know, when the fires happened here. So, like, you, Parker and I had just became friends. Like, we weren't necessarily close. But, like, you guys came to my house to let me know that you guys were, like, skipping town when, you know, we were all on fire. So, I remember a few days afterwards.
I just pictured all of us running around town literally on fire.
Yeah, and so I fucking, you know, like, a few days. Because I didn't see you guys for, like, a week. And I texted Adam. And I was like, hey, like, how you doing? And you're like... hey, man, doing good, man. And I was like, I just want to say, you know, thank you for coming to the house and everything and, like, letting me know. And I told my family. And he was like, no worries, man. No worries, man. I hope you're doing all right, man. And it's like, you're just, it's hard. Even then, I didn't even know you. I'm like, this guy doesn't give a shit. Like,
well, dude, it was so funny because I was like, why the fuck is Danny texting me?
Yeah, exactly. And then when you went to the fucking army, once again, we weren't super close, but we were cool. And you posted something on your story, and it was something about being in Texas, and I
responded saying "Yeehaw" or something, and you just left me on red.
And like that, well, was, what the fuck am I supposed to say?
And like you could have been like, "Ha ha ha, miss you, man." And then,
bro, I literally saw you like a couple days before.
I know, and I didn't see you. Like,
hey, man, you know, it's been 3 days, bro. I fucking miss you.
And, you know, and so I didn't know when I was gonna see you again. Not that I really cared at the time.
No, you probably fucking cared.
Not really. Like I was, we weren't like that. You know.
I feel like me and you didn't really see each other when that happened too.
No, I did. We hung out a lot.
Really?
Yeah, we did a lot of stuff.
I remember hanging out with David a lot, but I don't remember hanging out with
I mean, you probably hung out with David more, but we were still like doing stuff and like hanging out, like, like we, you know.
I remember us playing basketball with like Noe and Eddie.
Yeah, and like we like would go to like the Petaluma outlets and stuff like that. Like we spent a lot of time. We spent time together, but
it's hard to think of a time where we weren't like that close of friends.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. Yeah.
Hey, it's weird how both of you guys, like, my impressions of you, like, in middle school, like, who would have known that we'd be, like, this close? It's kind of weird because...
Yeah, I wish it never happened.
We were all different, you know? We were all, like, way different back then.
Yeah.
And, like, Parker's a way different person than I thought of him as when I first met him. And same with Gianni.
Yeah.
Totally different.
I didn't know you were a freak.
Well, I'm not a freak, first of all.
You were.
And I was, like, I saved Parker's life.
I'll fix my statement. I know you're freaky.
Freaky, yeah. I'm a little freaky. Hey, Parker's freaky, too,
though. So much noise. I'm not freaky. How am I freaky?
I'm just kind of kinky.
I'm not at all.
I don't think so.
Like, you like just... I want to experiment, but, dude, I do such basic shit. The freakiest shit I did was this last sex I had.
And is that when you sucked on her toes?
No, I didn't suck on her. No, I would not suck on someone's toes. Unless they're like fucking.
Yeah, I'm not freaky at all.
And they have peanut butter on it.
I'm not freaky at all. I'm just, you know, like when it comes to that.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Such a...
I don't do weird shit.
I want you to climb on the wall.
I want you to hang from the ceiling by your feet.
No, like, no, I wouldn't.
Kiss me like Spider-Man.
No, like, I'm not. I don't. No, I'm not like that.
Dude. What's the freakiest shit you've done in bed? Also, stop playing with your fucking cup. It's fucking up the audio.
Like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't experiment like that, because I just don't find it...
That's not my question.
What's
the freakiest thing you have done?
Yeah, you told me, I asked you,
well, I mean, like,
at position. Cozy Car, and then I was like, have you done that position? It was the one where, like, the girl's literally, like, her back's, like, on the ground, and then you have her, like...
Yeah, but that's not really freaky. That's
yes, that is. That's a highly uncomfortable position.
Explain what this position is.
So, like...
It's called
all right,
waterfall,
so, like,
I think.
So, like... Can you, like, you know, like, when you're on the
couch... I thought you were about to tell me to do it.
No, no. So, you know, like, if you try to do sit-ups on a couch, and
yeah,
you have, like,
oh,
your legs
I don't
up,
know how to do sit-ups, but yeah.
But you're using the couch as, like, leverage.
Yeah.
And you have your feet up. So, yeah, like, imagine
up.
Her like that, but her legs are spread. And then you're on
wait,
top.
Wait, like, her back's on the ground, and her legs are, like, up against, like, the couch?
Yeah, and her legs are spread, and then you're on top, and you have to, like, somehow, like, that, and then, like, that.
So you're basically on top of her with your dick,
like,
inside of. That's so weird. It's kind of like the jackhammer.
Yeah, similar. Yeah. And I asked him if he did that. And he was, oh yeah.
That's the thing, though, dude. I feel like Danny just says that. I don't think you really have.
Yeah, I was at a hotel room because my old bed was like way too high to actually do that.
And then he told me once, and he used my living room as an experiment, and I was like,
dude, Danny, what's the freakiest thing you've done? And he was like, oh yeah, dude, one time I had her freaking hang from the ceiling with her legs spread, and I just ate her out right there.
Hang from the ceiling, like,
no,
hanging
no,
off
no.
the fucking fan.
Like,
no.
Like the freaking the door frame thing.
No. What I said was that I picked her up. Actually, where's that? Yeah, I can show you guys. So this is like, I picked her up, put her on my shoulders, and it was like this, like she was like. You know what
oh,
I mean?
Oh, so her legs were on your shoulders.
Yeah, and I stood up and put her against the... Yeah, like that. But that was also... That was, like, my ex-girlfriend, and she was, like, 100-something pounds, so it was easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's not really freaky, though. That's just, like...
I mean, more freaky shit than I've ever done.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really...
The freakiest thing I've done was 69.
You've 69 before?
Yeah.
I've never known this.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's not really...
When?
It was alright. Wasn't that bad.
I can't really take it seriously.
California, you know.
I can't take it
seriously. That's when you were a freaky, dude.
Yeah.
You had sex like every day, it seemed like.
Yeah, I can't take that position seriously, though.
That was a bad Gianni. Don't learn from that, Gianni. That was not a good
person. Isn't it weird, like, doing that and it's like, it's just their buttholes right there and you just can't stop looking at it? Like, that's how I felt, and it, like, winked at me. It's made me really uncomfortable. So, like, I just can't do that.
Stick your thumb in my hole, Danny.
And it's like, it was weird because when I did it, like, my nose was right there, and I was just like, I was scared to breathe through my nose because I was like, what if it smells bad? And it didn't, but you know.
No, yeah, I
you know
I
what I mean,
inhaled in it, and it wasn't pleasant, but I remembered that.
Was it like sweat smell, or was it the smell?
Booty sweat.
It was definitely some
poop,
some booty flakes that were.
Ooh! No,
are you fucking serious? No, I'm just you know that episode of SpongeBob where the freak, when SpongeBob flies away with his big ass and it's a rainbow, and then one of the dudes puts his tongue out and it's one of the flakes, and then when it touches his tongue, he's like, ugh.
So wait, you could actually smell shit? Or was it just
smell like,
or was it that butt crack smell?
It's like that butt crack smell.
So it wasn't doo-doo?
No.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Don't Parker, ask me about that.
Parker smelled shit one time when he was
doing doggy. That was gross.
Are you sure it was shit or wasn't just sweat?
Dude, I don't know.
Are you sure she didn't just fart?
I fucking hope she didn't fart while I'm fucking hitting her from the back.
Honestly, well, smart. Like, it might like be hard to hold, because you know, like, you have to like clinch a little bit to hold it in. But like, if someone's freaking pounding you, like, how are you supposed to hold it in?
Yeah,
that's a great point. But like, you'd think that like I'd hear it a little bit. I don't know.
If you're clapping, you're not gonna hear that.
That's true. I don't like thinking about that time. That was probably the grossest sex I've ever had.
What happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
Like,
I was just hitting it from the back, doggy style.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I just had this bad just stench just hit my nose.
You sure it wasn't her vag?
No, it wasn't. I don't know what vag stench smells like. I know what booty stench smells like, because I have it all the time. And I was just like, holy fuck. Like, I was like...
Did you kill the moment? Did you kill the moment?
For me, yeah, but yeah. I had to keep going, because I didn't want to look like a bitch. Also, I didn't want to be like, hey, yo, like, your booty kind of smell, like, can you go wash it?
Gee, that's kind of, did you see anything? Did you see, like...
I wasn't trying to look.
At that point...
Right when I smelled it, I was like, all right, new position. Like, yeah. I can't. Just because, like, you're just kind of going, and then it's kind of just, like, kind of, like, spread out, and it's, like, it just gets there, and it's just, like, ugh.
That, yeah, because I had, like, a similar experience where, like, I went out of town. I went to actually Corte Madera to go to Cheesecake Factory, and, like, we had dinner, and then she got a little tipsy, and then I started driving back to my house, and I remember we stopped at this Target in Novato because I wanted to get some Halloween decorations for my room, and she was like, I had to use the bathroom, and we both went in. She went to the bathroom, and then, so I think maybe she was really tipsy, you know, to take a shit, because then when we got back to my house, we started doing it, and then I was doing doggy, and I just got that whiff, you know, and
yeah.
I kind of like, I didn't want to look down because I was like, it could be there, and if I see that, I'm just gonna get really like nauseous and like, pass out. But like, I got that smell, but that was the only time that ever happened. Like, I never, she'd never like her, she was always really clean, so I had a feeling like, oh, she was so tipsy, she just like had to shit, you know, she just couldn't hold it back. But ugh, I mean, fuck. Yeah.
I mean, we have to realize that it's there's just times it's not going to be perfect, you know.
Yeah,
I'm sure we stink as well sometimes.
I'm like really self conscious about that. Like every time,
dude, before I have sex, bro, I shower and then I fucking just scrub my booty hole.
And even times when I didn't have time to shower, I have like this body lotion. I would like smother myself in it down there. You know what I mean? Like,
or like even after I shower,
I even put it in my ass.
Yeah, even after I shower. See, there's sometimes where I'm like, I shower, and then I'm out, and like 10 minutes later, I'm like, oh, I have to fucking shit.
Yeah.
I go in there, shit, and I'm like, oh, man, I kind of clean my ass. I have to get baby wipes.
Yeah. Even that, great. Too, you got to go at it.
You got to get in.
Yeah,
dude.
You got to get in there.
Yeah.
And like, I'm self-conscious about that, you know, so I'm like always like making sure like everything's like good down there.
Sometimes you got to go in the hole. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Like, so that, like, I usually like,
you know, I don't let the shit grow out for like that long, and I'll like shave it. I know Johnny.
You shave your butt crack?
I do. Yeah, I shave all that.
Do you?
I don't know.
No, neither. Well, Johnny has like a
hairy. Bush. He doesn't. He rocks a bush.
You like rock a short a bush?
One. No.
His pubes, yeah, right? I thought you have like a little bit.
No.
No.
I do. Do you? Is it clean shaven?
I mean, it's I shaved it like 2 days ago.
It's just
going back a little
bit. Mine, I'm on like a hiatus right now, so like mine's getting there.
That's a big word.
Like I haven't had sex since
a month ago.
You know,
hiatus is kind of referring to like you stopping something that you kind of do like on a regular basis.
Oh, you're
yeah. So I haven't. But I've been like making mental notes. Like today, I'm like, man, I should sit over the toilet and get my buzzer and to clean it all off. But I was like, nah.
You don't do it in the shower.
No, so what I do is that I sit over the toilet and I get my beard trimmer and I take off the attachment.
That's what I do.
And then I sit over the toilet, I get this area, not my balls, so just the area above.
Yeah.
I get that down to, you know, the shortest possible. And then I sit over the toilet and I get it in the crack and all those areas. And I'm like super careful because if you nick your anus, you go like flying.
Yeah.
So I get that down as best I can. Then I get in the shower and I get a bunch of soap and I get a razor and I like shave the balls in like all those areas and I get my crack. And obviously I toss the razor.
You can shave. You shave your balls with a razor?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Dude, I can't do that.
Yeah, no, it's actually.
I try to cut it down.
It's no, it's easy to do with a razor. It really just comes right off. Yeah,
I'm so scared because like that skin is like foldy and stuff.
Well, no, this thing is that skin is like very. It's the same skin on your weenus, so it's like you doesn't have a lot of feeling.
Yeah.
So you can do it, and like I've never cut myself there.
I've never cut myself.
It's the same as shaving your face, except the hairs aren't as thick, so it's like they come off like butter.
So I've definitely like nicked myself while buzzing.
Oh yeah, that's why you gotta like
shit hurts.
Yeah, you gotta like stop it. So you gotta leave some on the stem for you to shave the razor. You can't go at it with the buzzer. You gotta get like this area, right here, and the part where it turns into dick, you just gotta leave it and shave with a razor.
Yeah,
and then everything else you can shave, but like the feeling afterwards, man, is like the best feeling.
Yeah,
your shit looks bigger. Because
dude, for a while after I'd shaved, my shit looked smaller. It kind of like killed my mood a little bit.
No, dude, it looks bigger for me. Like it just, because I have dark, you have like red hairs down there, right?
Yeah.
So mine are black. His are black, obviously.
Black.
So it just black looks big. Yeah, mine looks.
Sweeter the juice.
Yeah. Yeah, mine just looks even bigger. But then at the same time, it's like if I go at the top part with a razor, like bald, then I kind of look down and I look like a baby that has a huge dick.
Like, dude, that's my shit. That's my shit. I'm like, damn, I look like I'm fucking 12 who hasn't hit puberty. Yeah.
But at the same time,
it's like a fucking dick that's tiny, but balls are just fucking giant. I mean, never mind, I can't even.
You got big balls. I've seen them. Yeah.
What? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you could have.
Yeah, they're kind of like nuclear
looking.
Yeah.
Nuclear looking.
Yeah. But no, it's like, but every partner I've had, like they like it like that. But then there's women out there that like want that shit like hairy as fuck.
Yeah.
But do you guys agree it makes sex better when you both are shaved?
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes it way better.
Yeah.
It like feels like even like closer, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's definitely not
Oh dude, it grosses me out if girls have hair down there.
That's funny, though.
Why did everything get so silent?
Because it's hard for me to believe that you were with someone for 2 years.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a single time you guys had sex and there was hair there.
Never.
There had to be, like, stubble at sometimes.
No.
So maybe she, like, just didn't grow hair there.
Yeah, she just fucking bleached it.
Some girls don't.
No, I mean,
it's hard. That's hard for me to believe,
You can tell after someone shaves it because you can kind of just, like, feel that area. You know what I mean?
It's fucking smooth. Yeah. But there had to be times where there was like stubble.
Okay, like little like bit.
But stubble makes a big difference because you can feel it.
Yeah, and it's just kind of like, that's kind of weird. But like someone like
stubble's
hair. Stubble's fine, but like hair that's like longer than a centimeter.
Yeah.
It's gross. It's fucking weird.
Yeah. What if you're dating a girl and she like lined it up? Like it was like she kept it as like a design. You know what I mean? Like
no, that's still weird. I don't want to feel that shit.
Like what if it was like just the top part and it was like,
dude, I can't even watch porn and a girl has fucking pubic hair. It's weird.
It is kind of weird if you think about it.
Yeah.
It's like because like it looks just so much better when there's not.
Yeah, exactly.
It looks better when it's not, but I also don't Like, if that's what she wants, like,
I don't mind.
Like, that, then she can do that. But she can't expect me to, like, want to shave either, then. So, like, it has to go, like, hand in hand.
Yeah.
Really. I don't know, like, because, like, some... Yeah, because I've seen what it looks like. Because, you know, it grows everywhere, but, like...
Yeah.
Imagine if she had it, like it was a little landing strip or something.
I can't
do it. What do you think about that, Gianni?
I mean, like, designs... I've made a little triangle out of my pews before.
I've never done that.
It's fun.
I always want to put hair gel in it and, like, comb it.
Really?
Give it a side... Like, side part.
Whenever I see it, I just want to freaking take it all off. I do want to wax it.
Wax yours?
Yeah. I just want to know how that pain feels like.
I couldn't do it, man.
Dude, don't.
Also, it'd be kind of weird having a female wax and you, like, you're just exposed. It'd be kind of weird.
I get hard.
Exactly. Like, that would make it weird.
You get hard off the pain?
No, like, if there was
if there's a girl and she was getting close to my dick, it'd be hard.
Because she did touch it, dude. They lift it up and move it out of the way. Like, they grab it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
how can you control?
Yeah. Even dude, just the feeling, like, the...
I get hard when girls touch my arm. No, I'm just kidding.
Like, that just... Yeah, I could...
Maybe not.
I don't have any reason to, because I can just shave it, and it looks fine. And, like, if waxing it, like, yeah, it delays it going back, but I just couldn't see myself doing that. And also, when they do that, they're going to spread your cheeks and get in there, too. That's part of the pain.
I'm honestly down to have my butt waxed.
I don't want that.
My butt's hella hairy. I gotta trim that shit all the time.
That's weird.
Yeah.
But that's the thing I'm not worried about, though. I'm not worried about...
Are they going to freaking eat my ass out?
No, it's just fucking, like, I couldn't feel that vulnerable. That's just so vulnerable feeling.
My worry... I read the story about someone shaving their ass, and it's freaked me out to this day where I'm like, I will not shave my ass.
What, because red bumps?
No, because he said he shaved his ass, and then he just got super bad ass sweat. And then you got really bad rashes.
Yeah, that's, if you shave with a razor, you're going to get rashes. You have to use a clipper. And,
yeah, he said, like, it just smelled so bad, dude. Yeah.
You can shave your butt crack with a razor, but your butt cheeks, you have to clip it. Because I've done that before. Yeah, you know what I mean? Clip it with a fucking beard trimmer with the attachment.
Oh, you're talking about your actual butt cheeks?
Your butt cheeks.
Oh, I'm talking... That's weird. My butt cheeks aren't hairy.
Well, mine are.
That's weird.
Yeah, like...
Mine are.
You don't ever look at your butt cheeks? You don't ever, like, turn around after you get out of the shower and you're just, like, checking out your butt?
Yeah.
No, I don't do that.
What?
No.
Yes, you can't.
You don't ever know, like, you don't turn around like, I'm kind of thick.
I don't take the time to do that, no.
Really?
Like, dude, it takes 2 seconds. Do it.
Tell him do it.
Do it tomorrow.
Dude, do it tomorrow when you get out of the shower.
It's just fucking a forest on his ass. Yeah, you got to use clippers. Your butt crack, you can use a razor, but in around your butthole, you can use a razor. But don't put a clipper near your butthole because you'll clip that shit. But your butt cheeks, you have to clip, or else you're gonna get.
That's so weird. I can't even imagine someone with a hairy butt cheek.
Dude, you're just lucky you don't have one. Mine will, like, go crazy if I don't do anything.
That's so weird, dude.
Yeah, I'll literally, like, my butthole will grow a tail, like, of hair. Like, it looks like a tail. Not, like, dummy long, but, like, you know.
Fucking rat tail?
Yeah, I'm not even kidding.
That's so gross.
It's gross, man. Like, I've been dealing with that shit since I was, like, fucking... I
can't even imagine what that looks like.
It's, yeah.
How long have you been dealing with it?
Since I remember I was, like, 12, and I started growing hair there. And then, I think I was, like, 12 the first time I shaved my junk. I remember that, and I felt, like, so demasculized, because that's all I had going. Yeah, I was 12 when I first shaved mine. I was 11 when I started growing hair down there.
I don't remember how old I was.
I remember...
Definitely not that young.
No.
I was 12, or I was 11. I remember in the shower, it just started growing, you know, and then...
It just started growing?
Uncontrollably?
Like, just stop.
No, it's just like...
He thinks every time he fucking gets in the shower to water it, it just grows.
No, I remember one morning I was getting ready for school and I just looked down there and it started.
It's just that one fucking pubic hair, like, in Big Mouth. It rips out.
But it just...
No!
Just flush me.
It just started happening.
Keeps pulling it.
It just started happening, but I was 11. I didn't really have hormones. I didn't have any significance of it. And eventually it got so long. And it was like the finest, softest hair. The first pubic hair I ever had was like straight. And it was super soft. It was weird.
Not all of yours are straight?
No.
No, mine are curly.
Yeah, same
mine
are curly.
And it was weird. It was like... I just didn't think anything of it. And then finally, one day I was in the shower.
Maybe I'm not normal, guys. Mine are straight as fuck.
Then I shaved it one time. And then, yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, I kept
it's like
doing
my
it.
One nipple hair that grows extremely longer than all the other ones.
You guys
I've shown you that before.
Yeah,
right?
It's fucking weird.
Have you guys ever... Like, have you seen that?
Have you seen my nipple hair that gets dummy long?
I don't want to see it, bro.
Dude, it go. Dude, I'm not. Look at me. That thing gets like this long.
Have you seen it like that?
Yeah, it's crazy, bro. And I let it. I'm like, dang, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's like your little buddy.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever been hooking up with a girl and you noticed she had hair around her boobs?
No.
Never.
Have you?
Yeah, both my exes grew. They had to like shave them. Like.
I wonder if that's normal. I wonder if girls have to shave their boobs.
Yeah, it's normal. Like, really?
I've never thought about that.
Neither have I until now.
My first girlfriend was half Persian, so she would grow
hair. That's probably why. Grows hair everywhere.
Yeah, so she would actually get,
she grows a fucking mustache and a beard.
She would actually grow hair around her nipple, and then my latest ex would just, like, grow these little fine, like...
Like peach fuzz.
Peach fuzz on her boob. And she was like, yeah, like, I shave my boob sometimes. Mm. But my first girlfriend was, like... They were, like, thick. And I was like, what the fuck? That's weird. Because we started dating, and it actually kind of turned me off.
I thought you said turn me on. I was like, damn, Danny, you're into that fucking... Yeah,
it turned me... She was hella hairy, bro. She was, like, she had to shave so much, and, like...
She had back hair?
No, she didn't have back hair.
Ew.
Can you imagine?
Just hearing you tell me the story, it makes me think of, like, a bearded woman. No, she was... Like, a fucking circus.
Like, she would just, like, for example, like, she just had hair, like, her pubes would grow dummy fast, like, faster than mine. Like, she would... she'd come over on the weekends because we're in high school, and she'd, like, be bald, and then, like, by next week...
Sorry.
Yeah. Just fucking... But, like, by next week, it'd already be, like, a quarter of an inch, or, like, not quarter of an inch, but, you know, it'd be, like, significant. I was like, what the fuck? Like, and she'd grow hair, like, in her butt crack, and I remember one time I, like, noticed it, and I was just like, what the fuck? But then, like, I was in love, so I was like, oh, it's just, you know, it's just her genetics. Cute. And then, yeah, she'd grow hair fast, man. Like, she, who knows what kind of, like, things she would shave or wax before she would see me. She would just grow hair, like, that's on crazy. Her body. Yeah, and she's, like, this tiny little girl. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, when she had boob hair, I was like, that's weird. She'd get, like, stomach hair. Not, like, thick, like, peach fuzz. But she grew hair, yeah, she would, like, shave everything, I guess.
You know, it's kind of hot.
What?
Titty sweat. Titty sweat's kind of hot.
When it's, like, shiny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where, like, underneath the boob?
Like, on it.
Oh.
Like, when it's shiny, yeah.
Oh.
No, like, sweat turns me on, for sure.
Have you ever sweat during sex?
Dude.
I've experienced it the first time, which is fucking crazy.
I sweat like a muff.
I've had hot sex before. The last time I did it, that's the first time I've ever sweated so fucking much.
You know why? It's probably because, like, we have not...
I'm so out of shape.
All of us have not been active, really... For, like, the last few months.
Yeah, dude.
If you think about it.
This happened in the winter time. I was on top the entire time. So, I'm, like, sitting there. If I'm on top too long, bro, my arms will, like, start shaking.
Yeah.
So, I'm, like, trying to hold myself up.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, fuck. And, like, dude, I had sweat, like, fucking going.
I get sweaty as fuck, man. Yeah. You know, it's kind of gross. I've noticed this with girls, too, because it's happened with every girl. Like, when she's on top and she's riding... When I get up, I can see my butt crack sweat line on the bed sheets.
Yeah.
And then, like, same with her. If you're, like, going down on her and you're on top and she moves, you can see that, like, that sweat line just because y'all are, like, fucking, you know, fucking, yeah.
It makes it easier, too, because, like, you know, it's, like, wet.
Well, you're, then, like, well, she's, you're
no,
wet.
More my wet. Biggest fear of sweating while having sex is I literally sweat everywhere. I sweat so easily. My biggest fear...
Butt crack.
Swamp ass.
Well, if you're already showered, then you're good.
Yeah. Doesn't matter, dude.
Well, no, it's different though, cause you're naked. It's like you'll get sweaty, but it's not gonna be odor.
Yeah,
it's scary. I don't remember if I fucking showered by having sex that time.
Yeah. Dude, do you imagine like?
I probably did.
You fucking. Oh man, yeah. That's why you gotta be fucking clean before you.
I didn't even think
sex.
It was gonna come, bro. It just fucking happened. We were just chilling, and then it just fucking happened, and I was like. Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Parker, be honest, like, how long do you last in bed? Like, 3
ah,
minutes?
Ah, fuck. Come on, bro. You don't have to put me on the spot.
Because, like, Johnny and I last a long time.
On a good... Dude, that's because on a good day, I'm, like, 15.
But that's...
Like, I can last pretty long if I can get going.
Yeah.
But, like, if it's been a minute... Like, I'm surprised this last time I lasted so long.
Yeah.
It also took me so long to get hard. Yeah.
Johnny and I can last, like, an hour.
That's weird.
Yeah.
But that's because we know how to, like, time it.
You foreplay, don't you?
Yeah.
Everything, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, we can, like, make it. But I know with you, like, you just.
I just go in it.
Yeah, you just bust. You just bust. You gotta do some foreplay, man. Yeah. It makes it way better.
No, I sometimes.
You gotta think of it as, like.
What do you count as foreplay? Dude, I've never done. Okay.
All right, so, like, let's see. Like, do you want me to explain this? Like, we'll start from start to
I sound end. Like I'm such, like, a fucking newbie at sex, but I've had sex not. So many
yeah,
times.
Yeah, he's had sex a lot.
Yeah.
But, like, for me, it'd be, like, first you are, like, you know, like,
close to each other. Like, cuddling shit, like, kissing shit.
No, like, the build-up, you know? It's yeah, like,
okay, then I've done, okay, then yeah. I know what the fuck for. Whenever I think of foreplay, I think of roleplay.
Oh. Like, what kind of things do you do to turn her on?
Like, fucking cuddle, kiss the neck a little bit, fucking feel around a little bit.
Yeah.
Shit. I don't know. This makes me uncomfortable.
Like, do you ever, like, go for
you the... You want me to show you?
Do you ever go for the ear?
Oh, bro. I've never done that.
Dude, it works. Dude, right, Yoni?
My last girl fucking do that shit all the time.
Yeah.
Or, like, she would, like, bite... I love lip biting. And I love doing it, too. But, dude, when a girl
there's an art to does it
to you...
There's an art to it, though.
Yeah. Fucking, she bites it and then, like, kind of, like, sucks on it a little bit. Mm. I'm just like, bro, that shit crazy. That shit crazy. Oh, that shit crazy. And dude, fuck, bro.
I feel like you don't,
finger?
Yeah.
Oh, I fucking do. I love that shit. Yeah, I might not eat girls out, which I'm going to change that in 2020. I'm going to change that.
Yeah, what is it about it, man? Because it's literally
bad, like, experience the first time.
It's like the key to
bad,
like,
bad experience the first time, man.
I think it's honestly makes, it's a bit different between someone being good at sex with the girls and not being good. Like, that is, like, if you can't master that, you'll never be, like, a pro.
Yeah. No.
But what was your first experience? It smelled like shit, right?
It just tasted weird.
Well, it's gonna, like, yeah.
I know every girl's different, but I don't know, dude. It's just kind of, like, scarred me a little bit. But I want to. Like, girls I've hooked up with, I'm like, can I don't eat you out? But I kind of don't. Because I kind of, like, I'm, like, scared. I don't fucking say that to the girl. I'm like, I'm kind of scared to eat your pussy.
I'm pretty sure.
Makes, like, me look.
Yo, you told that to one of the girls. You told me.
What?
You're like, because you told me that, like, she asked you, like, oh, do you want to, like, go down on me? And you're like, oh, I don't do that.
Who the fuck?
Right after she was giving you a BJ for an hour.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about that bitch?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. She's not a bitch. Yeah.
You gotta.
Well, no. She didn't say, oh, do you want to go down on me? She's like, oh, you're going to save some for me, yeah? Because I thought obviously she was... busted in her mouth. I definitely was never going to... I was never going to even go close to going down on her. I didn't even fuck her. That was not my plan. I just wanted a BJ and get the
I wasn't talking about that person.
Who the fuck are you talking about?
From Costco.
Oh, shit!
You never went on down on her?
Oh, fuck!
You never went down on her?
Almost.
In it. Why didn't you?
Had her clothes on.
Oh.
It just never built up to that. I don't know, dude. It just...
Anybody
dude,
built up to
blowjobs, blowjobs get me going fast.
They do?
Oh, yeah, bro.
They're like... Alright, but they're not like...
No, I love them.
I'm not...
I love them, dude. I love them.
Like, John, do you agree? Like, they're cool, but it's not like... I'm not like, woo, baby. Like, I'm just like, yeah, like, I'm now more ready.
It depends on the girl. So, like, dude. Some girls are really good at it.
And some girls are bad.
I've had.
And some girls are not great.
Well, yeah.
Some girls
but the ones too. I've had, like, I don't think I've ever had, like, a bad experience with a blowjob. Because the ones I've had are just so fucking experienced. Where I'm just like, holy shit. Like, they know what to do with their fucking tongue.
I mean.
What? What you gotta say?
No,
say it. Say it.
I mean, the first time definitely wasn't.
Oh, yeah, no. The first time was fucking 3 seconds, and she was like, "It just tastes bad."
Like, jeez, I would have been upset.
Yeah. Like,
didn't you like tell her to suck your dick? Like, weren't you like you walked?
I was.
No, you were drunk. And you walked into your mat. You're like, "Whoa!" And you were like, "Suck my
no,
dick."
No. That is not all that happened.
That's how you explained it, though.
I was trying to be funny.
You said you like she was mad, and you come in there and slam the door, and you were like, "Suck my dick." Like, you were just like fucking up, like
exactly with that pitch.
Yeah,
suck like, my dick.
Like, you were like the way you
explained. And hold my beer.
Like, were you holding a beer when she?
No. Oh my god! The fucking make it like it was
fucking like a soldier. He drops the bottle on her head and she passes out and she goes all the way down. You're like, whoa!
Ooh, whoa! Yeah. Like, grab her head. Yeah, motherfucker!
It's he was like. Yeah, that's exactly how you explained it, though.
Okay, I was probably joking, dude.
But no, is this the way you did it? You're just like, the way, the sequence
dude,
is so
I probably,
funny.
Dude, I honestly. Like,
You said you, like, threw her on the bed, and you're like, suck my dick.
No, I thought you were referring to, like, you're like, losing an argument, and you're like, suck my dick. And
then yeah, when he said it like that, I was like, maybe I said it, like, you suck my dick. Like, you like to be a dick.
She was like, what you did when you shared that drink in Santa Cruz. Sucked a bunch of dicks.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
I gotta go.
Oh, fuck. That caught me off guard, bro. You hit me with that one hard.
You a curveball at
you. No, yeah, you really did. No, that situation, fucking LA. Oh, gosh, I explained the whole story.
So, wait, real quick, can you stick your thumb out and then show me how it lasted? What's, like, show me.
I can't show you.
Why not?
Because it's weird.
Just do it, dude. We're not.
Okay, look, you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gross. Bro, it was horrible. There was, like, no, like, fucking... It was just a fucking in, out. Ew.
That's it?
I got... Yeah.
But then you went down on her and she fucking loved it.
That's not that bad, bro.
What do you mean that's not bad, bro?
Have you ever had a blowjob with someone with braces?
Never.
All right.
Okay, but I'm just saying. Before? Okay, but no. Okay, you've had bad experiences too. I'm just saying, like a less than 3 seconds, just in, out. No.
That's teasing for show.
No, that's not teasing. Yeah, it's teasing, but not purposefully.
Like, that would make me upset.
Yeah, it fucking pissed me off. And then obviously I went down on her and I was like.
And then she loved it, right?
She fucking loved it.
But that was the only time you
were drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was fucking drunk.
Do you know what you're doing or kind of?
Yeah. Watch enough porn. I was like, you just fucking, fucking get down. You fucking spread out the legs a little bit. You fucking, and you're good, man.
Yeah, but did you ever go down on her again? Was that the one time?
Yeah. While you were doing that? I was down. I was fucking playing with her.
You fucking reach up a honker.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'm fucking titty twister.
Can you imagine walking past the room and that's what
you're my doing? God, dude.
You hear that and then a whole bunch of moaning.
Yeah. Oh, keep going. Okay.
Like, did you ever go down to her after that?
Yeah.
Or was it like
the second time I did, and that's when it was kind of like, oh, it's kind of gross. Not like eating her out.
Because you were drunk the first time.
Because I was drunk the first time. Yeah.
Because to me,
even though the first time.
Because to me, it was
short, but it was still like, it was like, it's kind of cool, actually. But yeah.
I remember you texted me the next day, and you were like.
Yeah, because you went to the
did
basketball.
Did I really?
You went to the basketball court, and you were like, I got my dick sucked.
Oh, no, yeah, you didn't text it. You
showed up.
I was in LA, though.
No, I know, but.
You came back.
When you came, and you were like, I got my dick sucked. And you were all happy, and we're like.
I was like, no way. Oh, my God, fucking.
I remember one time, like, Noe, when I first met Noe, we were at In-N-Out, and he was like, I'm about to get laid this weekend. And I was like, no way, that's awesome, dude. And so I kind of, my first impression was like, oh, he probably gets down.
You made Noe sound like such a freaking nerd.
Well, late this weekend.
Well, like,
he just, you know, to me, my first impression of Noe, I was like, oh, he probably gets down, and then. And then literally 6 months later, he's crying in the car to me and Adam.
Oh, my God, dude.
He was crying?
Well,
not
almost.
Crying, but like,
it sounded like
so down.
Yeah, and like we were like trying to help him, but he wouldn't listen to us. Man. Yeah. I mean, I hope he's.
I wonder if he's still a virgin. You got that.
He told us he was then.
So. No, if you're listening to this podcast.
We love you.
We love you. And text us if you're still a virgin or not.
Leave
text
a comment.
Text us at 800088ADHD.
Yeah. Like, I remember, yeah, because I thought that, and he was like, he's like, I'm about to get banged this weekend.
I'm about to get banged. So,
oh, my God, dude.
I'm a banged bus this weekend, boys.
Or something like that.
Boys.
And I was like, sweet, man. And then, literally, that fucking few months later, we have that whole thing where Adam and I talked to him.
We
fucking,
have to go into deep.
Yeah, but anyways.
It's not our story to tell.
Yeah, not our story to tell, but.
Dude, all right, so. I don't know if you guys ever watched the porn Bane Bus. You know, they go around and they freaking have the girl in there. Can you imagine they go, like, up to Noe? They're like, hey, you want to fuck her?
Oh, you bet I do.
Yeah.
They freaking kick there. He's going to be the one that they kick out.
I've never seen Bane Bus.
Dude, it's actually great. You should watch it.
Yeah, thanks, man.
I don't know if I probably will.
I'm on a
no, great channel.
A great channel. You should subscribe.
Wait, Johnny, you don't watch porn though.
I don't anymore.
Yeah. Neither do I. Danny said I couldn't last more than 2 days without porn, so I'm
I said porn and masturbation. Because this is my fifth day now without masturbating.
You're in a masturbating cleanse?
I'm on a no-fap, yeah.
Yeah,
and
same.
It has a lot of
diet. I've lasted 2 days.
What's up?
A no-fap diet.
Yeah, and honestly, it's been awesome. I've literally noticed significant changes in how I feel.
Dang.
And, like, different. I did a lot of research on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't do it because of, like, the mass majority of people saying it's good for you. I actually wanted to experience it. And honestly, like, it's hard.
Yeah.
Because I'm a horny person. But, like, right now, I haven't masturbated in 5 days. I haven't relapsed.
You haven't withdrawals?
Oh, yeah. I can literally, like, it's been...
If you could, would you jerk off right now in front of us?
Whoa. I don't want to. Well, first of all, I don't want to masturbate because...
Why'd you say whoa like that?
Because you said in front of us. That's weird.
I'm saying, like, if his withdrawals were that bad, where he could just be like, all right, cool, I'm just going to start right now, boys.
Oh, I thought you, like, meant, like...
No, I'm not asking him to jerk off in front of us. I'm just curious if
it's... Is that what you just asked?
No, I'm curious if his withdrawals are so bad, if he wouldn't give a fuck, if he was just like, all right, I'm just going
to... This is what we talk about detail, buddy. I need to
jerk off.
No.
Yeah, okay, look.
Explain what you're saying.
I'm not good at detail.
No, like, it's like, I'm not going to...
Okay, I understand you're not going to, and I hope you never would.
No, I'm saying in general, not in front of you guys.
Oh, you're never going to jerk off again.
Well, I'd rather have sex than jerk off.
Yeah, and honestly, sometimes you can't have sex.
Yeah.
I'm going to try, and if I do, it's not going to be to porn. It's going to be like...
To your imagination.
Exactly. Yeah. And like, I've noticed...
Honestly, I feel like you could jerk off, just stop jerking off to porn.
Yeah. That's a big thing. It's porn, you got to stop. That shit's fucked up.
Yeah.
And I don't
really... Sexed.
If I go into detail on this, you guys will be... Listening to me talk for like 20 minutes.
I don't want to, because you've already been talking so much.
All right,
we don't need to go into all of that.
No,
but yeah, it's good.
I mean, I'm gonna be on a freaking fapping cleanse too in a couple of weeks.
Well, or, I guess you don't have to.
I thought you don't really.
Kind of gonna be. I mean, you know, it's gonna be in a foreign place, and I'm gonna be bunking with people, and I'm obviously not gonna have. My comfortable space to be able to do any of that.
You're in the bathroom?
Nah,
no. Dude, you're going to come back and there's just going to be so much fucking cum build up.
I know.
It's like, you're going to have your first time having sex.
Your next girl's going to have a lot to deal with.
She's going to have a lot to do. It's going to be like all fucking sticky and like.
This is going
to
be, it's gonna be
chunky.
A lot.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big.
I think you're going to bust quick.
Maybe.
Maybe this is the.
This is my moment.
Yeah. This is your moment to shine.
My moment has come.
Your moment has come. Wow. Your moment has come in it. Oh, man, I'm funny.
I hope she's beautiful.
Honestly, dude, that she doesn't need to be. I mean, it'd be a great way, you know, to start off your sex life again, but...
Watch, I'm going to make a vow right now. All right?
Okay.
This is going to be crazy.
All right, say it.
I will not have sex again until it's my wife.
Shut the fuck up. Really?
That's a
my whore, my whore days are over, dude. I don't feel that way anymore. Like, I don't, like, have any sort of, like, sexual needs from people that I'm not attracted to, that I don't love, you know? I don't feel that way anymore.
That's great. You changed. In a good way, though.
Yeah, it does feel good. When you have that time where you're, like, when you have your whore days, and it's, like, you know, it's good in the moment... And then you just feel like a complete piece of shit afterwards. It's not fun. And then...
Were your whore days in L.A.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I came back and I became a new man.
Yeah, definitely, dude.
Even though I still, like, you know...
Fucked.
Yeah.
Especially because you can use that energy towards other things in your life, like being more productive. Because you have that burst of fire in you. Like, right now, like, I'm on day 5, almost day 6. I can feel it, like, flowing through my veins... Like, that horniness.
Yeah.
But I'm able to, like, take that to work, you know, and, like, fucking bust my ass at work or, like, get shit done I need to get done, you know, like, things. So, there's a huge benefit to, like, just transferring that energy rather than...
Your chakra.
Rather than use that quick fix, like, porn that's, like, an instant, you know, like, feel-good thing that does you no good.
Yeah. And when you start doing that a lot, then it's like you don't feel motivated to go out and meet women because you're like, well, I can just go in my room and I can just bust a nut whenever I want, 3-4 times a day.
Yeah.
And then like when you stop that, it's true.
No, it's 100% true. I feel like you're calling me out though.
Well, I'm calling anyone out who does it. And then it's like you just, everything, your mind, you just get, it clears out those clouds. And like right now, like I can say like 100%, I have not had anxiety since I stopped masturbating.
Really?
Not one bit.
Maybe I should stop masturbating.
And I was literally at the DMV, you know, like a lot of people get social anxiety when they're in a, like around a lot of people.
Yeah.
I was at the DMV the other day.
You're talking to people?
Yesterday. I was talking to people in the fucking line outside. That's weird.
I'd hate if someone talked to me.
But they started talking to me first.
Oh.
It was weird.
Oh, if that situation, I'd be down.
But, like, they started a conversation with me, and, like, I didn't feel nervous or, like, fidgety. And I sat inside the DMV room with, like, 100 people, and I sat there, like, not feeling, like, I felt like I was by myself. Like, I didn't feel anxious that there's people around me, and I wasn't worried about them looking at me. I literally, like, fell asleep in my seat, and I didn't feel any shame. Because obviously someone's like this. They're like, oh, look at that guy. You know, he's falling asleep in the seat. I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I was literally talking to the people I was working, that were helping me with my payment and stuff. Like, the people I had to communicate with. I was like, nothing. And then when I went to work, like, it was like, I could, like, talk to any customer like I usually do. But I didn't feel, like, nervous or anxious. Like, that's completely gone. And I haven't felt, like, any anxiety since I stopped. Maybe, like, you know, probably, like, the third or fourth day when it, like, really... Because I've gone a few days without jerking off before, but, like...
Yeah.
Now that I'm, like, almost at a week, it's, like, completely gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You just have to get past that wall.
That's with everything. Though. Yeah.
It's those first 2 days. Like, I'll admit, like, I woke up this morning and, like...
Rock hard.
Like, always. But, like, I remember I rolled over on my stomach and, like... This is kind of TMI, but, like, rolled over my stomach, I kind of, like, applied a little pressure on my bed, you know, just to feel it.
Oh, my God, you started humping your bed.
And I was like, and then, like, I had to stop. I was like, no, you made it this far. And, like, there's times where I've been on my phone, I just, you know, like, I put my hands down my pants on my phone, I just kind of, like, scratch my nuts or whatever. And I was like, I touched my ding dong, and I was like, no, stop. You know what is going to happen after this. And, like, I remember I was even on YouTube and I, like, saw a thumbnail of, like, some girl with, like, a fat ass or something. And I was like, stop! Stop! You can't do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I broke that barrier.
That's
crazy. Now I'm in the clear.
Yeah.
I'm in the clear now. Yeah. My biggest fear is that we go out, like, this weekend and we go out and get drinks. Because when I drink, I get, like, you know.
That probably won't happen.
Or, you know, I just get kind of, like.
This weekend?
Or,
we
like,
talking about that?
Well, just like any time.
You never brought it up.
Yeah.
Like, if we did, like, that's the only thing. Cause I know there's been times when you guys have, like, when I've gone back to my house, like, you guys dropped me off, and I'm just like, woo, let's get this party
let's
started.
Spank this monkey.
And I literally walk in the kitchen, grab some fucking paper towels, and I'm like, oh, it's going down. But, so that's my, like, last barrier.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't be surprised by next week, I, like, meet a girl somewhere and I'm clapping or something. Cause that's honestly how I feel.
Hey, that's fine, though, as long as you're not jerking off. You didn't say anything about not busting a nut.
No, sex is fine. It actually, I think, I've read that it makes your sex life better.
Oh, yeah.
You get, like, rock hard, you know, like, you can last, like, some people said that they can last longer.
My fear is I wouldn't be able to last as long.
Yeah, that's my only fear is that I lose my durability, like, my endurance.
Because you have to know, like, how to reverse it. Like, if you know, like, you're going hard and you feel it coming,
yeah, slow
then
down.
You have to, like, just slow down and, like, you know, change positions or something.
That's what I've always done. Like,
yeah.
Like, I've always, like, I feel it and I'll slow down.
This is what you need to
do. Dude, this is what I need to do, bro. Because once I get going, I'm going fast. I'm like, oh, fuck, this is fucking good. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, shit, it's too late. I can't even slow down.
I would slow it down. There's actually been one time where I faked that I hit my head on the window sill. Just so we could stop, because she'd be like, oh my God, are you okay? I'm like, ah, yeah, I'm fine. Just give me 1 second. But, like, I'll admit, like,
me? me as fuck.
One thing that I really mean this, like, I suck when she's riding. That's the position where I'm like,
oh, that's just tough.
Yeah, I've literally had in like 20 seconds before. I'm just like, it's too much.
Yeah.
I've been like, fuck, can you slow down? I literally said that. I was like, I'm literally about to. And I was like, oh, and I had to pull it out. And I'm like, I came on her butt.
Oh, she was going reverse?
No, like it went, you know what I mean? Like it, like she kind of sat up and then it was like in her butt cheek and I was like.
Wow.
I appreciate the sound effect.
Yeah, thanks, man. Great. Okay, I think.
That's how I bust. When they're on top.
Like that?
When they're on top, I freaking, you know, I have to take control. And so, like, if I grab her hips and I help her, like, get in a good rhythm, and then it can happen.
Yeah.
Nice.
You definitely got to grab the hips, though, because then you can be like, all right, slow the fuck down.
No, I can go. I make her go ham. Like, I help
her. But you can also, like, hold her up a little bit and be like.
No, dude, I'm like. It's like I'm freaking jerking myself off.
Cause
it's
you're,
like,
yeah.
I love doing that shit.
And then you can. Yeah. And then bonus points if you thrust your hips up at the same time.
Oh my god, dude.
That's hard.
Yeah, I do.
It's
that.
Hard. It's hard. Like, what do you call it? What's the fucking word?
Rhythm.
Dude? Rhythm. Yeah, or like.
Hard to get, but if you get that rhythm, she's having the time. Oh, of her
she's
life.
Having the time of her life, dude.
That's why, like, when I'm.
Or you know what I like doing? Sorry to cut you off. Like how, like grab her like back of her neck
and
like,
pull her hair. Pull her hair down from the back so she's like this and you're like,
no, that's not all what I was gonna go with. Okay. Grab the back of her neck, pull her down towards you.
Yeah.
And bite her neck.
What the fuck, dude?
And then you just start clapping.
And you just start clapping. Nothing dude. Fucking pulling her hair, biting your
and
neck.
You feel her like hot breath in your ear.
Jesus fucking Christ, dude. You are horny.
Yeah.
this conversation is making him so hard right now. Yeah.
Parker, would you let a girl tie you up?
Yeah.
What if she pulled out a strap-on?
I feel like you're the kind of guy that would be down for that.
A strap-on?
Like to get pegged. Yeah. Like no. you
What the fuck?
Like I feel like you would like,
out of anyone it'd probably be you.
No. I'm not.
Why how the fuck would it be me, bro? If a girl pulled a fucking strap-on out as I'm tied up and tried to fuck me, I would rip out of the fucking ropes and punch her in the face.
So I feel like you'd be like, alright, but just don't tell anybody.
No!
And you would tell
fuck
us.
Fuck no!
No? Okay.
Okay, if it happened, I would not tell you guys.
Wow, we don't judge here on the ADHD.
I don't give a fuck!
No, I'd freaking die if you told me something.
Yeah, for real. But that shit would never happen, though.
This is crazy.
No, dude, she has you tied up here, and your leg's tied up. And you literally can't do anything.
Like I'm a fucking bull.
It's cracks me up because,
nah,
like,
dude, I wouldn't. And then she just pulls out a fucking strap-on.
I think it'd be funny for her.
Or just no strap on. Funny!
Because you have a fat ass, so it'd just be
oh
funny.
Oh my god.
I think like she'd be clapping your cheeks and you'd be like,
boom, boom, you're boom, freaking boom. Tied that way? Like you're freaking.
My fucking legs are tied to the.
No, dude, that would be terrible because you wouldn't even know it was coming.
No, you wouldn't.
And then you'd be like, oh, what the
fuck? How about a little fucking lube? I would get so traumatized. Yeah, I'd get so traumatized from that.
So,
what if she was hot, though, bro?
I don't give a fuck if she's hot, if she's ugly.
What about
if she's a fucking?
What about
wait,
if she,
you fuck ugly chicks?
No.
What
no.
about if she? What would you do if
come on, man, everybody needs love.
Hottest girl you've ever hooked up with? She gets her to give me a BJ, and she kind of like knocks on the door with her finger. Like,
knocks
what would you stop
door?
Her? Like, she's like,
how about you fucking explain a little bit?
Like, she tries to stick her finger in your ass. Would you stop her?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
A Jew?
Fuck yeah.
A Jew, Johnny?
Yeah.
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 It's a weird fucking question. If I don't want a fucking dildo up my ass, I don't want fucking two fingers up my ass.
Just one finger.
Oh, still, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Hasn't that happened to you before?
No.
I swear to God, who the fuck was I talking?
It's fucking all Stephanie's.
Oh!
Can't
yeah,
say that. Stephanie.
Yeah, that's right.
All of her, because she has that weird
she likes, yeah.
butt fetish.
Yeah, I think that's weird, man.
I'm kind of scared. Yeah.
All right, hold on. Last question of this podcast, because I really want to know. I want you guys to be honest. We're going to start with Gianni. Everyone has, like, a little fetish, right? Like, with...
I don't know what mine is.
Like, it's not like, oh, foot fetish or something. But it's got to be, like, some, like, little, like, kind of weird thing that, like, turns you on. Mm-hmm. And then we're talking about sex right now. Not, like, just, you know, casual, everyday life. What is that for you guys? It can be specific. It can be, like, something like, you know...
pudding.
It can't be simple, like you can't be like, oh, the way her titties jiggle when she's riding you. It's gotta be something like the face she makes when she's about to bust a nut. You know what I mean? Like kind of.
Why can't you say orgasm? Sorry, for me busting a nut is like male thing.
Okay, yeah. Well I've my first girlfriend in high school would say I'm about to nut when I would. Anyways.
That's weird. Yeah, that's weird. I'd be like, ew, what? Get the fuck off me.
She'd be like, I'm about to nut. Anyways, so Johnny, we talked about this before, so you know exactly what I mean.
I know what the fuck you mean too, bro. I'm not. I know, but
you're gonna say something like, "Oh, the way her hair kind of flows,
the way her eyes gazzle in the moonlight." Well, like, gazzle—that's what
gazzle. The way she gazzles your. Yeah. So, what is it for you? I feel like
I'm probably gonna steal Gianni's answer because I don't fucking know.
No, you have no idea what I'm gonna say.
Yeah, all right, say it.
No, honestly, because I'm gonna tell you mine in a little bit, and you're gonna be like, "What the fuck?" But
so mine. During foreplay, I like to, like, put her on the bed, and then, like,
while beat the shit out of her.
while I'm kissing her neck, I'll kind of, like, you know, since I'm already hard, I'll kind of, like, hump her a little bit while we both have our clothes on.
Are you in a dry hump?
Yeah, it's no, good. Dude.
Yeah, I am, too.
No, dude, it turns them on.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah. So she starts moaning while I'm doing that. I'm like,
oh, man.
No idea what's coming.
Dude, no, that is true, dude.
Have you ever actually, like, dry humped, though?
Yeah.
Yes. What do you think I'm...
No, like that's all you do, though. That's all you do, though.
Nah.
I did that when I was younger.
With that black girl?
No, my neighbor.
Your neighbor Tom.
Yeah. No.
Freaking Chihuahua.
No, I agree with
my neighbor's Chihuahua.
I agree with that though. You're right about that. Yeah. All right, Parker, weird. It's your turn.
Shit, can you go? Because I need a little time to think.
Dude, no.
You already said yours. You like your lip getting.
But I'm looking for something more.
You like them to have their socks on? Do you like to have your socks on?
Like,
do you like to smell her socks after?
Like, some sort of action that you do or you like that they do. Like, it's gotta be
Okay, fine. It's
So... Can I stop this first moment? What do you guys feel about sniffing panties?
I don't sniff panties.
I don't either.
It's weird. No, I think it's weird.
I'll get nervous that I smell like doo-doo.
Yeah, I think it's weird sniffing. Like sniffing panties. It's like, that's their underwear.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's weird to me.
Like, I don't want someone sniffing my underwear.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because they're just going to smell like farts and stuff.
Yeah, I've always.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Thanks for stalling.
you're about to say, what is it?
Okay, I guess mine, for all you single ladies out there who are trying to turn me on.
We get a call, like, oh, we got a call on line one of some old grandma. Oh, Parker.
Oh, Parker, I'll put my booty cheeks on your cock.
Whoa, man. I wasn't talking about that.
No, actually, that shit gets me going. Like, when you're snuggling.
Old women?
No.
Which sits on your face?
I knew it.
No, like, when you're snuggling and, like,
dude, that's not even that.
She what?
That's not what I'm like. I know. Oops. This one. That's not...
Sorry, dude. Something that turns me on just doesn't turn Danny on, and it's so wrong.
So yeah, I know.
Yeah, and she fucking like kind of like just fucking. I don't know, man. Everything turns me on.
There's got to be something like
I can smell roses, and I'll be fucking rock hard. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't even smell good.
No, I'm just kidding.
There's got to be. Come on, man. There's got to be something more. Cause you've told me that.
Anything, bro. Literally anything.
It's gotta be something that
has
like
to be something particular.
Yeah, it's gotta be particular. It's like
making out.
No. Like,
dude, I don't fucking.
How about when she's blowing you and she puts her tongue in the hole?
I've never had that
experience.
No. Have you?
Yeah, it's pretty great.
It's weird. It's weird, man.
Oh, what?
My hole's not that big.
Yeah, mine's like super tiny.
Yeah. Okay.
All I need is the tip and the tongue.
The tip of the tongue's pretty big, bro.
There's gotta be... Come on, man.
Dude.
This ADHD.
Yeah, I know, and I'm having ADHD right now because I'm thinking of so many fucking things at once.
Did you wet willies?
Actually, fucking when girls, like nibble on your ear, shit's fucking hot.
Oh, fuck. I just locked the door. Okay, we're good.
She's hot. Okay. Yeah.
I was leaning more towards the wet willies.
Oh. Yeah, I know, but I was... That's what I'm turned on by. Ear nibbling.
That's
bro, everything I say, Danny would be like, bro, that doesn't fucking count, man.
Yeah, it doesn't, dude.
Yeah, it has to be something profound.
Yeah, think about like what Gianni said. Like, that's pretty profound.
Yeah.
Dry humping? Bro, no. I did dry humping when I was 13.
Your pillows, your blankets.
No, with my fucking neighbor. Her name is Ashley, all right?
Adam? Her name's Adam?
Yeah, I fucking had sex with my clone.
You would, huh? You would fuck. You got a clone, no. You fuck your clone.
Dude, can I'd we fuck finish this clone. Fucking... So can
wait,
we finish
would that make
this?
You gay?
Yes, I would make you... No, actually, no.
Would
if
you fuck yourself?
If you're gay... If you're giving it to a guy, it doesn't make you gay. It makes that guy taking it gay.
Yeah, you're right. It That's does. Why in prison, they're all... Half of them are straight, the others are gay.
Well,
no, but if it's your clone... And you're fucking him. Or you're getting fucked.
Well, that's not you. That's it your clone. It is you. It's not you, you. You, you is you. That clone.
It's you sub 2.
It's called Adam 2.0.
Yeah.
I'm Adam 1.0. Oh, no. There's two different people,
get to
bro.
The answer, man.
Yeah.
Dude, I love when she calls me...
Adam.
When she says my name, I lose it.
I've just had it with you.
Dude, I don't know how to answer this question, man. Everything turns me
on,
bro.
If you're not answering, then I'm not answering mine.
That's fine. I really don't care what turns you on.
Well, that didn't work.
I feel like I already fucking know it turns Danny on, dude.
What?
When girls lick your butt crack.
No. No. Mine is kind of weird.
Like, are you talking about like foreplay shit or like.
It's like anything. Like, it's just. It's like something that you.
Yeah, and I fucking tried telling you what I do.
That I don't know.
During sex, if it's during sex, I'm already turned on. You literally asked me, what do you do? That fucking, or what does she do that fucking turns you on? And I'm sitting here trying to tell you, and you're like, no, bro, that doesn't fucking count.
Ooh, how about, like, when she gives you that, like, first look?
Yeah.
Like, give it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great, but... I
mean, really? Really? That's great?
Yeah,
but great. When I'm saying, when you're fucking, like, snuggling with each other, and she just, like, starts rubbing her ass on your dick?
I thought you meant... That's see. This is why we talk about detail.
Yeah.
You said her
bro,
ass
I couldn't,
on your dick.
I couldn't.
So that
fucking...
could mean that, like, her literally, like, you know, her ass on your dick. So you
really?
You have to explain these things.
Oh my god! Just like dry humping, bro. The clothes are.
You
on.
You took mine.
The clothes are
that's
on.
That's grinding. That's different.
It's just, not really fucking grinding.
I feel like you're holding something back. You just want to say it, but you're embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed to say shit.
You need truth serum.
Some truth serum.
I'm not embarrassed to say shit.
All right, well then.
I told you. I told you what mine was.
Everything, basically.
Everything, bro. Everything turns me on, man.
So she sucked on your nose. You'd get turned on.
Yeah.
Ever had your nipple sucked before?
No.
I have.
No.
It's a weird feeling, huh?
It is.
It's like, kind of alright, but at the same time, you're like...
we don't have the nerve endings...
That they have.
That they have there.
But we still have something there.
Yeah, it's definitely something.
It definitely... It gets you those chills on your neck.
Yeah.
You're like, woo! But it's like, yeah, it's... I don't know. Yeah. I feel like that's the
reason
we...
I like when
we...
she does that. I like when girls, like, put their, like, hand, like, right here.
On like, your chest?
Nice, yeah.
Oh, when they're rubbing you? Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, you're right.
I get a little insecure when people do that.
She's like, well, just bring it in mind.
Wow.
Yeah.
We should
check. That's what my ex used to do to me all the time, man. You really? Used to do that shit to me, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
She,
but mine
she
wasn't
do that?
For pleasure.
Yeah.
Mine was just to make
hers wasn't conscious. For pleasure either. It was just to be funny.
That's kind of fucked up, man. Yeah, I'm happy you broke up with her.
Thanks, guys.
We're here for you, man.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about it.
Not on the podcast. Danny, I would say I want to know yours, but you'd fucking talk about it for like 20 minutes, and we don't have that much time left.
No, right. just summarize it.
Three words.
Oh, man. Now I'm really nervous. All right. So.
Okay, fine. Just fucking don't explain. Just say it. All say right. What it is, but don't explain.
For some reason, with my latest ex.
Holy shit, bro. Just say what it is. You don't have to explain.
I would smell her armpits, and it turned me on. I know it's weird, but it really turned me on.
And that's all the time we have, folks. Wait, hold on. Are you serious?
Yes. Like... I don't know, man. It was like I think it's because of like her pheromones, you know.
No, that's not pheromone, but that's called BO.
It wasn't BO. It was like her deodorant and her like.
Okay, that's not pheromones.
But sometimes it was BO, but like it turned. I don't know. It just did. It's like just like her is like her like
her natural smell.
Yeah, I don't know. It, like, I've never been like that, but like something about her smell.
Would you literally lift up her arm and then shove your nose in there and just
No, I was like no, it'd be like No. It's like no.
Fucking your cocaine for the day.
No. It'd be like if I was on top of her and I'll just be like,
oh, you just fucking just casually rest your head right in her armpit.
Like I'd rest my head on her. Yeah.
I would lick her armpit, get the taste.
It'd only be during like sex. It wouldn't be like I'd do it like that.
Yeah. Just fucking driving. She's sitting next to you, just lift up her arm and just go.
No.
Smells good, babe.
It wasn't like that. Yeah. It was like during, like if I was on top of her or something or like.
That's weird, man.
I mean, that's what the category is. Fetish is supposed to be kind of weird. But yeah, I don't know. It was only with her, though. I can't see myself doing it with someone else. I've never done it with anybody else. But, like, something about, like, her scent so or something. No, I mean, it's... Yeah.
Actually, my armpit smells really good.
Mine do,
too. A lot of girls have been giving me a lot of compliments on my smells.
Nice, dude.
I got this new deodorant that smells really good. Nice. I know what you mean.
No, I don't want to smell your armpits. Smells good. I don't want to smell any guys' armpits. All right, guys, that's all we have for you guys today. Thank you for tuning in for ADHD. I'm the dumb one, Adam. That's the smart one, Danny. And that's the
smarter one,
Gianni.
Hey, smarter's not a word. Smartest.
Thank you guys for listening. Tune in next week when it's just me and Danny talking.
I'll still be here next week.
Oh yeah, we might have Gianni back with us next week. Yeah,
he'll be our guest for about the 4 next episodes.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Bye. I don't know how to end a podcast. So
you gotta say tag in our merch in the.
We don't have merch, Danny. All
right. Well, soon we will have merch.
Probably not.
We'll have different categories. Parker's category will be like.
Okay, guys. Furniture. Bye. Bye, guys. See you later.